Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Break the Cycle with me, your host, Joshua Smith. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Thursday. It's almost back to the weekend, guys. You almost made it. I'm very proud of you. I'm stoked because I had to come back off of, 12 days vacation, 8 days walking around Disney World and Universal Studios, right back to two full 12-hour days. But now I got a whole nother weekend off, Friday through Sunday, and so I'm going to enjoy that. I bought myself a foot spa. I know it sounds really lame, but I did. I did it. I needed it. I messed my feet up, so it's going to take me a while to get that back. So I got some really nice Epsom salt and like this little foot bath thing. I know you guys really wanted to hear about it, so I figured I'd share it with you. But let's talk about some sponsors. Of course, we have TopLobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get this great Getting High on the Ideas of Liberty Ron Paul shirt that you see me wearing tonight at a 10% discount by using BTC at checkout. Or you can join the Patreon, subscribe, star, or become a member of this here YouTube channel under all of my videos by hitting join and get yourself into a private Discord server where you can get all of Top Lobster's new gear up to 2 weeks early before it goes out to the general public at like a 30% discount. So really, if you guys are doing like $5 a month on the YouTube or $10 a month on the Patreon, but you're buying Top Lobster gear, it's paying for itself. So it's really good. It's like paying to get a discount that actually saves you money. And of course, executive producers of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Check them out today. See what they can do for your business, home, or personal life. They're doing a wonderful job that the government has historically sucked at, much cheaper and much more efficiently. Seriously, guys, if you own a business, as soon as this video is done tonight, go check them out at anthemplanning.com. I guarantee you they're going to find a way to help you out. I promise. And interestingly enough, the owner of anthemplanning.com is on the show tonight. I'm very excited to have her. This is the second time I've had her on the show. She is amazing. She's very smart, much smarter than me. I almost couldn't keep up last time I had her on the show. She is the rightful vice chair of the Libertarian Party of Delaware. And my good friend, Amy Lepore, how are you doing tonight?
Thank you for having me, Josh. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And of course, last but not least, the rightful chair of the Libertarian Party of Delaware, Mr. Bill Hines. Sir, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, and thanks for inviting me on tonight.
Yeah, of course. I'm glad to have you guys. You know, look, there's a lot of people around the country right now that are libertarians going, what the hell is going on in Delaware? Now, I've been a little more privy to it than some people because I talked to Amy Lepore behind the scenes. Obviously, I spent a terrible hour that I'll never get back listening to these insurrectionists from Delaware speak on my good friend Dan Smott's show. They basically said, yeah, we did the wrong thing. We're bad guys, but we don't care. Was their answer to just about everything. It really kind of sucked to watch, but I wanted to bring you guys on because you guys were duly elected by the Libertarian Party of Delaware as an at-large representative of the National Committee. It's starting to be discussed more than just behind the scenes by the National Committee. You know, it's something that's probably eventually going to end up on our desk at a meeting for us to kind of find what we want to do about it. And it's strange because we had this situation in Oregon, right, where the Oregon party split. The Libertarian National Committee decided to stay out of it for years and years and years. They've kind of unified now and are doing better. And then all of a sudden New Hampshire happens and we find the LNC is actually, there's members of the LNC that are actually culpable for this. I mean, they're actually a part of this corruption, blatant corruption, which was found to be corruption by an investigatory committee. And at the same time, as this is all kind of rolling out, we start with the Delaware thing, man. So I know, I know you guys were duly elected, but let's start with Bill, the chair of the Libertarian Party of Delaware. I mean, what happened in your eyes? Now I also want to be clear. To me, these people were thrown off this board because of some kind of perceived union with the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus. But you're not Mises Caucus, right, Bill?
No, I am. I joined.
Oh, you did join. This before the insurrection or after?
Before the insurrection.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Yeah. I see. I wasn't aware that you had joined the Mises Caucus.
Yeah. So, really, the insurrection, it almost isn't Mises Caucus at this point. It's really a personal vendetta that one man has against another man. And he's doing everything in his power to make sure. We're talking about Will McVeigh and Dave Casey. Will just despises Dave and removed all of us because he knew Amy and I would not support him removing Dave from the board. That's really why all of this happened.
Sure. And that makes, I mean, that makes sense. You know, Dave can be a little abrasive. Now, Dave's a good friend of mine. I love Dave Casey to death. I think that Will is just a giant nerd at this point whose fantasy is going to be short-lived, in my humble opinion. And now we don't really have a national board that's, you know, that's going to be very good on this issue, I don't think, right now, especially after getting rid of our truth and justice warrior, Karen Ann Harlos. But Amy, I mean, when did this start for you guys?
So duly elected in June, and our entire experience on this board working with the folks who were involved in this attempted coup has been troubled. But it appears to us now that their attempt at unseating us started on August 31st, when they hid some language about a potential bylaw change that was not notified properly. It was hidden intentionally. And if you saw us on Dan Smotz's show, you know that Will fesses up to hiding that potential bylaw change. Turning off comments, burying it in a meme dump, doing any number of things to make sure that five members of the board were not able to see the potential bylaw change language, which was not notified properly. So that started like at the end of August. Mm-hmm. And then certainly on October 1st, that evening, they made some changes pretty quick. So they were able to unseat Bill and I and Dave in a matter of 5 minutes and pass a bylaw change that permits two people to get rid of duly elected board members instead of eight people. So it all happened pretty quickly, and the attempted coup went down on October 1st, but the pre-planning certainly appeared to have started in August.
Sure. Yeah, and you guys will notice that scrolling across the bottom of the page here is not the Libertarian Party of Delaware social media, but the Libertarian Party of Delaware's Mises Caucus, because as I understand it, the digital assets were all given basically de facto to Will McVeigh, and Will McVeigh refused to give them up to the party. I mean, what happened there?
So what happened there was, over the course of the last 10 years, Will McVeigh has created the Twitter account, the Facebook page, the Facebook group, and he's really operated them pretty much by himself. So he feels that they're his private property that he loans to the party, or I should say licenses to the party for no cost. We fully expect that when he's removed, we'll have to restart these assets up, because he's never been willing to share administrative access with anyone. And that's really been the crux of our problem with Will. You know, he calls me redundant, and that's because I kept coming at him with different ways to share our social media assets. And his answer was always no. I'm in IT security for a living, and I know that from a business continuity aspect of security, you never have one person control everything.
Right.
Because that person could be hit by a bus, get locked up, and be put in jail with the key thrown away. You don't know. All these things could happen. And it's not good business sense. Right. And I'm sure Amy and her business would never... consult with anyone and recommend that they, you know, one person does everything with a disaster plan.
Sure.
So early on, this is before Amy and I were even elected, the Mises Caucus started to become a presence in Delaware, and they noticed that there really was no social media presence in Delaware, no messaging strategy or anything like that. And they approached Will about it. Now, they did approach him kind of aggressively. And instead of him taking the response of, hey, I'm one person doing this by myself, I could use help, he went the other way and got very defensive and put up walls, and, you know, this craziness started.
Sure. Well, and I think that that's, you know, it's one of the issues that's going to push the national party to some kind of action, is the use of Libertarian Party, right? I mean, I've watched our national committee go after caucuses and Twitter pages and Facebook pages that were using the Libertarian Party name without the permission of the Libertarian Party. So I think that the ethical conditions be damned. I think that that's really the thing that's going to push the LNC to becoming a part of this issue, is that he's using the Libertarian Party name. Now we have to figure out if he's the legit party. If he's not the legit party, then he's using the name that he's not supposed to be using. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And it's even crazier to me because this guy started another party, right? And I watched him try to explain it away for 20 damn minutes on Dan Smotts. I mean, it was so... It was like, just come on, just get out with it, man. You know what I mean? Like, why? What is this? He's like, well, I started the party, you know, to try and bring people to this other party, and people are saying that I'm using this. No, dude, like, you don't start another party and then come back and try to steal the other part. You know what I mean? Like, that's not how you recruit for our party. But can you tell me about this Mandalorian party in your is it in your county?
It's in our state. So what Will has done is he's registered the Mandalorian Party with the state of Delaware so that when you register to vote, it's a choice. It's a party choice to select.
Right.
He's also got several other parties that he has created the same way.
Does this guy do a lot of drugs or something? You guys know what's going on
here? So I'll tell you what, his original argument was that the campaign finance laws are so sloppy in Delaware that you can only donate $600. Here's an example. A representative, you can only donate $600 as a person to a person running for representative in Delaware, right? Sure. That's the limit. But if it's a party donating money, it's a couple thousand dollars. So if you wanted to funnel money to somebody running for office, you could create all these party apparatuses, funnel money into them, and then have them funnel it to the candidate and all be perfectly legal. That's really where this started.
Okay.
And then he created the Mandalorian Party, I want to say late last year, early this year, as part of his response to this whole Mises Caucus thing. I still don't really understand his logic for the Mandalorian Party.
Do you think that he thought maybe he was like a hired gun to try and take out the party? So he's going to name it the Mandalorians. I mean, really, this guy just is too much for me. At least the people who tried to pull off the coup in New Hampshire were somewhat smart. You know what I mean?
I don't think we would make a guess at his naming convention other than to say it is infantile. But I can tell you, so what is undisputed is that he was very clear that he was seeking ballot access with this party.
Right.
He was very clear that his priority was this party over and above that of the Libertarian Party. And that showed, right, that if that is the attitude of folks who are on the state board, then that showed, because when Bill and I came on board, there was no business continuity plan. There's no legislative agenda. There's no strategic plan. There's no plan for outreach to legislators. I mean, the list goes on.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Bill and I had our hands full, and certainly Bill was leading the way to start to solve some of those issues, and the pushback was insurmountable.
Yeah, it's just wild to me that there's people in this party that would fight help. I mean, as someone who's traveled to 40 states for this party and worked on all kinds of different issues, including ballot access issues. I mean, I petitioned till my feet were sore in Ohio. I can't imagine why anybody would ever turn away help in this damn party.
I think I could pretty unequivocally state that the balance or the majority of the registered and active libertarians in Delaware oppose what Will is doing. As a matter of fact, Delaware is a total of three counties out of the whole United States.
Wow.
And his own county that he is the chair of this week passed a resolution condemning him for what he did.
Huh.
So what does that say, right, yeah, about the popularity of his movement? We expect that our most populous county, Newcastle, is going to follow suit at their next meeting. So not only are we saying what he did is wrong, but the people that turn out and do the volunteering and do all the legwork are also saying what he did is wrong.
Well, yeah, because these are the people that, I mean, these are the people that elected you.
Yep.
Right? So it's like, he went against everybody that works in your state. I mean, everybody. But how much has the party membership grown since the Mises Caucus kind of became a thing there?
I would say in Kent County, Newcastle County, our two larger counties, that probably we've at least doubled attendance at monthly meetings.
Wow.
So
that's a big difference.
So I can tell you that in May of 2020, in the entirety of the state, across all three counties, there were probably 18 or 20 libertarians meeting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so we now have more than that in Newcastle County. And I think maybe 10 or 11 folks meeting, if not more, in Kent County. So yeah, Bill, I think that's a good estimate. But a lot of that is, you know, no one wants to give them the credit necessarily from the folks who have affected this coup, but that is a lot of recruiting on behalf of the Mises Caucus. Not just recruiting, but bringing folks in, onboarding them properly, bringing them into a culture that is, making them active, bring them into a culture that is supportive and is okay with the new folks, right? Is okay with that. So recruitment has been pretty good here lately.
I mean, his argument, in my opinion, was Dave Mean. I mean, that was really his entire argument about everything. Dave asshole, Dave Mean. I mean, that's what it kept coming up to. But I mean, do you think there was ulterior motives for all this? Honestly?
I think that Will and Dave would have butt heads with or without the caucus, in all honesty.
Yeah.
Dave's the kind of person that he's not going to lay down and take shit from somebody. And Will is the kind of person that if he's not controlling everything, he's not happy.
Right.
And so that's just, oil and vinegar right there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Amy, we've talked quite a bit behind the scenes about all this stuff. You I've scoured your bylaws. I still think there's some bylaws that they violated, in my opinion. It definitely was unethical. What did you see? I mean, what do you think this is all about? Do you think it's just the Dave thing? Do you think there's more to it than that?
I think that for a long time, the Libertarian Party of Delaware, and there are some incredible people who have kind of held it down in preparation to recruit and bring more folks on board. But I think that has been small for a long time. And I think that Will was permitted to be a very big fish in a very small pond.
True.
Vested in him was authority for all social media, for the website. The webmaster contract, Josh, I know you and I have talked about that. The webmaster contract does not have an end date.
That doesn't make any sense.
It was signed between Will and the party so that he could be webmaster. It does not give him any authority over social media. So that's kind of a curiosity that he would claim that authority. But yeah, had no end date. And so I think there's psychology at play here. I think there are folks who this is what they did with their life. This was where they got to in their professional lives. And I think that it's hard when new folks come in with new ideas, but a leader takes advantage of that. If Will had harnessed the frustration that Mises Caucus folks had with a lack of social media presence and said, "Stop being shitty, you guys, but hey, I need help." When we offered help at that time that Bill referenced, when folks were saying, "Hey, we need to have more of a presence," when we offered help, we were told no by the state board.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That was it for me. After it was going to change after that. I would never be in a position to tell a volunteer no, right?
Right.
If you are a leader, you harness new folks, you harness their frustration, right? You tamp down yours and you lead people. And there was none of that. There was only frustration. And after that, you know all the things, right, that we get called. After that, we were brown shirts and Nazis and terrorists and insurrectionists, right, even though duly elected.
Yeah, I've seen him personally. I've seen the brown shirt comments, the brown shirt caucus. I'm like, okay, yeah buddy. The caucus named after the guy who fled the Nazis is the brown shirt caucus. You got it.
Yeah, a sad state of affairs. But that's all they had.
Right.
They don't have, there's nothing of substance. You know, the LNC is in receipt of a package from us, just kind of demonstrating, we don't have a big ask at this point, but just demonstrating what has occurred here. And part of that, is that treatment, sure. Right? Of new membership that doesn't help with recruiting. That's for sure.
Yeah. And I know that your region rep brought it to the committee. Behind the scenes, and now is kind of talking about it openly, which is, I think, in my opinion, at this point, it's a good thing. I get the feeling that dealing with Will is like dealing with a child. I really do. I feel, you know me, I don't shy away from talking shit about people. And there was a time when I actually liked Will. Will and I used to talk. He was really, he was kind of annoying. He like pushed and pushed about really dumb things that had nothing to do with me being chair of the party when I was running for chair. So we had a lot of conversations. He didn't used to hate the caucus the way he does. Like, he really didn't. He used to be, kind of on the outside fringes of it. So it was really strange to me when I started seeing him talk shit about the caucus and knowing who's in the caucus in your state. You know, I know quite a few of the caucus members in your state that are just awesome, like great people. You know what I mean? You and Griff and Dave who else? I lost my train of thought. Who else? Who else is there? God, there's so many people. There's a
lot of
we'll talk
now.
About them later. I'll name every single one of them in like 5 minutes, I promise you. But it's good people. And so I never really understood the hate at all. And then when I started, when you came to me about the social media thing, and then I started kind of watching them do this like whatever the hell it was they did. Do you know how many people support Will and his mission to oust the Libertarian Party Mises Caucus from the party?
That's probably 5 to 7 people, maybe 8 at the most.
A whole army.
Yeah.
You must be terrified. I'm just saying, I would be scared. But
So what we've done, we're building the case that what he did was unethical and also violated the intent of our bylaws and the intent of our AOA.
Sure.
But we're also building the case that he has no support for what he did. So on top of him doing everything wrong and doing everything for the wrong reasons, nobody in our party
supported it.
Significance is supporting it now,
which is just it's absolute like asinine to me, right? Because I've been a member of lots of state parties now, and usually pretty big states. California, we got thousands and thousands of members, and if somebody tried to do something like that in one of the states that I was a member of, it would be absolutely laughed into obscurity. That's what would happen. They would just be laughed out of the party completely. What are you guys doing about it other than, making the case to LNC? Are you guys just operating like you're the committee still or what?
So as much as we can, yes, we are, basically, I think the four of us that are together on this, are not acknowledging any of his actions at this time because we don't think. We firmly believe that everything happening in Will's world since October 1st is all make-believe and not real. Right. So, and that's our point.
I'd like to know personally, obviously, what you guys would expect from the LNC on this issue. I believe that these are the kind of issues that LNC exists for, but there's some on the LNC that would say it's not our place. We should let you guys figure it out. You know what I mean? So, what are you guys looking for, Amy?
Yeah. So as you know, we delivered an incredibly lengthy document just a couple of days ago for review by the LNC. Sure. We did not have a big ask. And part of the reason is, Delaware is not interested in being responsible in the LNC having the authority to kind of get their fingers into any state's ongoings. We want to be on their agenda on the 3rd. I'm not going to lie. We are pushing for that because we want to present our case so that they are made aware. And the LNC may choose to act. But we feel strongly that here in Delaware, We need to send a message across every state that this will not be tolerated.
Hi, kids. Do you like violence? Yes.
Are you sick to death of pussyfooting around the truth while being constantly fed lies by news and big tech tyrants? If so, then come join me, Dan Smotz, on The System Is Down, where we get weird, have fun, and dig into all the dangerous taboo topics like conspiracies, politics, religion, culture, current events, and everything your family just prays you don't bring up around the Thanksgiving dinner table. And I know that reality is scary to some people, so if you're easily offended, just ignore this and go back to making cat memes or whatever. But if you're ready to change the world for the better, come join me on The System Is Down at tsidpod.com or wherever you get podcasts. That's tsidpod.com, because the system is down and truth is taking over.
And so Bill can talk to you a little bit about what he has been working on. But right now, you know, we are seeking counsel. So we have spoken with several attorneys, of which we'll be picking one. To deal with this issue locally. He's working with the Commissioner of Elections and then also has been speaking with the AG's office. So those are a number of angles. And the angle we take most seriously right now is working this at the state level.
Okay.
No big ask of the LNC at this point. Now they may choose to act and we have kind of a sense of the directions that could go and we'll be prepared for those as you can imagine.
Yeah, there's definitely, you know, you just never know with this LNC. When the national convention happened, obviously I was running for chair. Then I didn't get chair again for the second time. I dropped to at-large again. I was reelected. This time I was the second highest vote getter for at-large, though. So not to toot my own horn or anything, but I only got beat by a state senator. This national committee I thought it was going to be much different than the last national committee. I think it's worse. If you can believe that, I didn't expect that to be like that. So you really have no idea which way it could go when it comes to these issues. Some people 1 week will be different than they'll be the next week on this committee. And so, I'm a little nervous about that. I'm a little nervous about what this committee could do. But I mean, do you think, when is your guys' next state convention? Got to have one for national, right?
Yeah, we do. And that's kind of another bone of contention, so to speak. Will, acting as though he has the authority to have to sponsor the convention, has scheduled it for March tentatively. We believe that our convention should happen in January.
Sure.
So
we give people enough time to figure out if they can be delegates and stuff to national. I mean, it's important, right? Do they have control of the bank accounts and stuff too? I mean,
yeah. So one of the co-conspirators is his mother, who is also the party treasurer.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So, and that's why Will thinks he's sitting in the crow's nest, because he's got the treasurer, the funds, the social media assets. And in his mind, he's got the party,
right?
But he doesn't have the heart and soul of the party. We do, because the heart and soul of the party elected us to lead. And his idea of leading is pontificating at people and running these libertarian purity checks against everybody. And that's not our view of how the party should run.
Yeah. There's some things I'm okay with the purity test on. Are you pro-war? Yeah, we might have to talk about that. But when it's like, hey, are you in a caucus that I don't like? I mean, there's definitely something wrong with you there. So has Will always been like this with the caucus in Delaware? I mean, since the beginning?
So I've been involved in Libertarian Party of Delaware since late 16, early 17, and nobody ever talked about what's your caucus fill. As a matter of fact, our previous Newcastle County chair, Nadine Frost, has been in a radical caucus the whole time she's been here.
I know Nadine. And
nobody even made mention of that, you know? So everybody caucuses. It's just a fact of life.
Sure. Well, and everybody's got different interests. I mean, liberty's a messy ideology, man, and we all got a different idea of what it is. So there's a reason why there's so many caucuses in the Libertarian Party, for sure. But go ahead, Bill. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay. But there's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, everybody gets ideas. You float them amongst the people that think like you do, and then you bring them out And all the ideas compete to find what is the real best idea out of everybody, right? Sure. That's the way it's supposed to work. And once the right idea comes out, everybody agrees on it, or, you know, it doesn't happen. And one of the things about us in Delaware not coming to agreement, the fact that, you know, what we were trying to accomplish and what Will's trying to stop anything from happening, in my mind, isn't a bad thing, because that's what we would expect of government. We don't want things to happen for the sake of happening.
Right.
We want there to be a real valid, you know, need for change. Like, you know, our AOA and bylaws, that's not something that you want to be poking and prodding at every meeting, changing it. We're of the mind that the only way we should really change the AOA is through the convention body. It shouldn't be changed by the board members, even though they're elected as representatives of right. of the body. It should be the body itself that actually regulates what is and is not in our AOA, constitution, whatever you want to
call it. Well, they should certainly be the ones to choose on whether or not somebody gets removed from a board that they elected them to. I mean, that's legit. I mean, that's really how it should be. It just blows my mind that three people think they could throw off that many people from a board. Like, it really does blow my mind.
Two people.
Sorry. Even better. Your past chair, Sean, was a friend of mine. I really liked the guy a lot. He's really cool. I mean, has he weighed in on any of this stuff at all?
You guys? Oh, yeah. He's definitely weighed in. He was at the Kent County meeting this past week. His first county meeting that I'm aware of since he left since he resigned his chair.
Sure.
And he spoke out against what's going on, and he would like to see Will put on some sort of a trial for doing this. Put a judicial committee together and present, you know, the evidence and have an outcome that either, you know, supports or denies what Will did.
I mean, if somebody tried to do that when I was a regional rep for the Libertarian Party of Washington, they would have been removed from the party. I mean, same mm-hmm. with California. You know, we remove people from California for all kinds of reasons. That's a reason that somebody would get probably their membership revoked and have to go to the JC to appeal, because, you know, it's legitimately, you overthrew the will of the delegates. And I'm dealing with this on the national committee too, with the Karen Ann Harlos removal, which I think was an absolute sham. It really drove me almost to full black pill. Like, I was just so done, because she as a candidate in last year's national convention, she got the first most round votes of any candidate for any position on the Libertarian National Committee for the whole convention. She won on first ballot with like 70% of the votes. I mean, mm-hmm. the convention body spoke. The national body wrote us hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails asking us not to remove her, and they still removed her. So, you know, to me, it's like, one of the worst things you can do is to overturn the will of not only the voting body, but I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands of members around the country. You guys are dealing with it on a much smaller scale. It's the same thing. It's these kind of power hungry shit stirrers. I mean, that's really what they are. And we were speaking about Sean. I know Sean resigned his place because of some of this drama, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Sean wrote a very powerful resignation letter and basically said that Will did some inappropriate things, and the board would not back Sean on disciplining Will for doing those inappropriate things at all, which is what really drove him to resign.
Wow. And so, like, so there's a history of inappropriate things here.
Yes.
I mean, what were some of the other things that he did prior to this?
The things that we're talking about were when we were planning our last convention, and he was basically just causing a lot of unnecessary tension with the convention planners to the point where they were ready to quit. And we ended up splitting the convention, because convention was going to be 2 days. It was going to be a day of liberty and then the convention. And it split into two separate events, basically because of Will's disposition and wanting things his way.
Sure. So, Amy, so let's say that this gets adjudicated by the LNC. We pick it up. It goes on our desk. We start talking about it. The LNC goes the fucking wrong way on it. Excuse my language. Goes the wrong way. It just really pisses. They piss me off. It goes the wrong way. And Will is deemed the actual Libertarian Party. What is next for you guys and the Meacocks? What are you guys going to do?
So our work doesn't stop. But Josh, if they can take a look at that package of evidence that we have shared and come to that conclusion, given all the bylaw violations and the violations of Roberts, I'm going to be right there with you on being blackpilled, sure. Right? I'm not sure how we recover from that, but I can tell you that we'll be at convention if they have one. I can tell you that our work in the community won't stop, and that they're gonna have a fight on their hands. So, as you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're speaking with attorneys, we're speaking with the AG's office, we're working with the Department of Elections. There's a path here locally,
sure,
as well. Given the way we are incorporated and given the numerous violations, the path is not just at the LNC level. So if the LNC goes that direction, I'm going to be shocked. But if they do, we might have to show them how it's done here in Delaware.
Yeah, I like it. I support that. Nothing shocks me with this board anymore. Honestly, it just doesn't. I'm just never shocked anymore. Every time something happens, you know, when the Karen Ann Harlow's thing was going on, I'm just kind of like, I don't think they have the votes, but they, you know, they might. And they did. And it was like, you know, and a lot of people were mad at me because I didn't go to the last LNC meeting. I couldn't make it. I gave them a heads up and told them, look, I had been exposed to COVID. We had guys out with COVID. I hadn't tested positive, but I probably shouldn't come there and spread it around if I do have it. I mean, that's me being the responsible person, but my vote wouldn't have mattered anyways. They had the requisite votes. You know, the only vote that could have mattered was Stephen Nikala's. Anyways, I'm getting off on a tangent here, but you understand I am never surprised when this LNC does anything anymore. Because you just never know, you know, it's.
We have had the benefit of a conversation with a lot of members, and while they're not making any commitments, because we're not asking them to, what I can tell you is they are absolutely concerned. You know, you hear those discussions, and that everyone we have spoken with so far is looking at what we delivered to them in terms of the violations, and they're saying something probably should be done here. True. But again, we believe there's a second path here, and we would never place this at the feet of the LNC and say, fix it.
Right.
That's not how we work.
Right. And I mean, the people that you've talked to, so like council and AG and stuff like that. I mean, what's it sound like the appetite is for there? I mean, do you got any kind of, information on which way that kind of stuff could go?
Not yet. It's too soon.
Sure. I mean, as far as the party being registered there, that's got to, I mean, do you guys have requisites for being registered party in the state of Delaware? I mean, is there, you know, is it like New Hampshire where she just thought she could go and tell them that she was the party and it wasn't registered?
Basically what Will did. I mean, Will did this coup. He went to the Commissioner of Election and he changed the party chairman from myself to him. And, you know, they accepted it. Now, I got to also tell you that Will's family has a long history of dealing with the Department of Elections, so they might have accepted that information unquestioningly. And that's the part of it that we need investigation into.
Sure.
Yeah, and his mother is the officer of record. So in Delaware, I think there is a requirement to list your treasurer and not much else. And so she, again, still has access to those bank accounts. She is the named officer of the Libertarian Party of Delaware. And so from the Commissioner of Elections perspective, right, it appears a bit seamless, likely, with the exception of the change of the chair. Mm-hmm. Interestingly enough, you know, I'm not suggesting that the Mandalorian Party was prepared to take over the political scene or that it was momentous at all. But she was involved in their operation. And she is the treasurer for the LPD. And now they have unseated, duly elected members, and her name is still in the bank accounts. So you can draw whatever conclusions you want from there, but it's not a pretty picture.
Sounds like theft to me. It's really what it sounds like. I mean, honestly, I think most of the people in the chat are saying it's theft too. I mean, definitely theft of digital assets, theft of financial assets. I mean, it really is. It's all theft.
We're going to let the experts decide.
Right, right. And hope to God that they do. Mike Rovell, thanks for the $2 super chat. He said he has a bunch of parties to launder money. Who knows?
He did. Yeah, he said that exact thing on Dan Smotz's show.
Nice. Dylan Griffith, thank you for the $10 super chat. He says, I love you, Amy.
Oh, I love you too.
Ian Grunow, I think I said that right, $5 super chat. He said, Octung, Delaware brown shirts. level zero, $5 super chat. Thanks. He said, so his mother has the purse strings. Sounds like Will is trying to take the Delaware LP like the Biden family. Is there like a long Biden legacy in Delaware?
Well, there is something called the Delaware way, right? And the Delaware way is, hey, you take care of me, I take care of you, kind of thing, sure. Right? So in Delaware, that's on the Democrat Party, you basically, you know, get in line and then you get your ticket punched moving up the ladder. Jeez. That's how it works.
And that's how we got a president from Delaware.
Yes, that's exactly how you got it.
Thanks, Delaware. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you. It's funny. I actually don't know much about Delaware. It's like one of the states I haven't been to. I think I've been to 46 or 47 states, and Delaware happens to be one of the ones I haven't been to. And so the only thing I really knew about Delaware was that scene in Wayne's World. I was like, yeah, I'm in Delaware. Yeah, Delaware.
I'll tell you this. If you ever drove from D.C. north, you've been in Delaware.
it's like Rhode Island. You could drive through it. If you blink your eye, you're through Rhode Island. Yeah.
You pay a toll and then keep going.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. What are some things that Delaware are known for besides Joe Biden? Let's pump up the vacation ads here.
So Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Bill. Tell them about our beaches.
Yeah, we have great beaches. We have one of the cleanest bays in the country, the Rehoboth Bay. And really, our southern county, which is Sussex County, is really, the whole county is a resort town and a farm. Nice. So you can go from a day at the beach to a day at the farm, all in the same trip.
What about regional food wise? What's Delaware food that you would know if you were in Delaware?
Delaware food, probably Philly cheesesteaks.
That's hilarious. That's pretty funny.
North for cheesesteaks and west for crabs.
Yeah.
Oh, crabs. Yeah, because you guys are kind of a weird mix. You got the East Coast seafood, but you also got that those dirty sandwiches that I love so much. They're my favorite. Absolutely. I finally got to Philly last year for the first time and got a real Philly cheesesteak downtown. And the coordinator for the Mises Caucus, Jeff, took me there, and man, he showed me a good time. But I don't know. I just didn't know much about Delaware. And now I feel like I live there online. I'm talking about it so much all the time with people. I appreciate the work you guys are doing. What's next for you guys? What do you guys got coming up as far as the caucus and, you know, besides the drama?
Well, on Saturday, the caucus is sponsoring a family fun day, huge kickball game with pizza, family, kids. Mm-hmm. The caucus is sponsoring this for whoever wants to show up from Delaware. So that's a fun event for Saturday. Bill, what else do we have going
on? Or any state right around Delaware. I mean, you can make it in a day.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also have the Halloween Hootenanny.
Mm-hmm. Yep. A huge fundraiser in Newcastle for Newcastle County LP. Yep.
Wow, that's so cool. 30th. You guys are like, you're doing things that big state parties don't do. You know that, right?
Well, we're just trying to, be active in our community and be noticed and, you know, show people that there is a sane way forward. We don't have to be red-pilled or blue-pilled. So.
And Josh,
yes,
you have to have Dylan on because Dylan will be starting his run for school board very soon.
Oh, I'd love to have Dylan on anytime.
Yeah,
100%. That would be so much fun.
You let Dylan know that if he wants to come on my show, we'll make it happen. I'll make it happen next week. I'm totally cool with
that. I'll let him know.
But definitely, he should announce first. I keep threatening to run for some kind of public office. It was kind of funny because, you know, the school boards here are fighting the state on the mask mandate and try to put our children back in masks because some lady from the school board sued the Supreme Court's finding sued the state, and the Supreme Court found the illegal mask mandate law that our governor passed. They found that it was unlawful, and so the school boards could put the kids back in masks. So that day when we got the email, I was like, you know what, screw this. I'm going to run for school board in my county, right? I went online and found out they put out that email the day after the filing deadline for school board.
Yeah.
And I'm like, smart. Very, very smart. But I'll be at those meetings. You know what I mean? With the FBI agents, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
You know? No, I'd love to have anybody, you know,
first watch list, right?
It's surprising for how little a population you guys have in Delaware. I've had a lot of guests on my show from Delaware.
You have. Yeah. Fritz and Dave.
And
we have all kinds of
you
cool
guys,
people here.
Amy, you've been on twice. I mean, it's gotta be half the population at this point. You guys got
small.
Do you have a bigger population than Rhode Island?
We're just shy of a million.
So is Rhode Island. Rhode Island's just shy of a million too. But they have really good food there, man. It's Rhode Island. So I'm gonna have to get out to Delaware sometime and hang out with you guys and all that. But we're getting close to the end of the public stream. Do you guys have any more thoughts that you want to share on this Delaware thing? Can people help you? Is there help that we can send you? What can we do to help you guys out?
No, I don't know. Just continued support for the newly elected board. That's all I can say.
Can we troll Will McVeigh into complete oblivion? Is that okay with you guys? Are we all right with that?
You know, I wouldn't either confirm nor deny that.
Yeah, no opinion on that. Yeah, but
we're not telling people what to do. We're libertarians.
Sure, sure. But mocking relentlessly is well within libertarian principles, I promise.
He has earned it.
Yeah, I mean, he really has. The Mandalorian thing alone would have been enough for me, but, you know, going after the homies, too.
The Mandalorian thing, like Amy said, he did back in, I want to say it was April of this year, actually talk about leaving the Libertarian Party and going all in on his Mandalorian party.
Could have really before saved everyone some hassle there, Will.
Yeah, before this whole thing happened. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate the work you guys are doing, and I am definitely, you know, a big fan of all you guys. And Fritz, I'm sorry that I couldn't remember to name you as one of the Delaware Meacocks. I knew that. I swear I did. Where can people follow you, support you, all that stuff? I know, Amy, look, everybody go to anthemplanning.com right after this. I'm going to throw in an extra ad in the show. Everyone go to Anthem Planning and check it out. She explains it way better than I can, I promise you. But where should people follow you and support the caucus and all that great stuff?
Yeah, Bill, go ahead. You're on Twitter. Tell them.
So for me on Twitter, it's Bill Hines 302. That's my tag. And I would love to have people follow. We're just trying to do the right thing for the people here in Delaware. It's real simple.
Sure. Well, thank you guys so much for coming on and explaining all this. I really hope that it gets cleared up sooner than later. I'm not super optimistic about what the LNC can do, but I will definitely, if it comes to that, be on your side because I've gone over everything. I watched Will talk about it out of his own mouth, and knowing that it was unethical and knowing that it was a shitbag thing to do, still did it anyway. So there's no way at any point could he get me on his side for this stuff. So you'll know you'll have at least, there's at least two people on the LNC that got your backs right now. I guarantee that. And I think that your regional rep does as well, which is probably one of the shockers to me, to be honest with you.
She's been wonderful.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Her and I have butt heads a lot, and she doesn't like me very much. So anytime she votes or does something on the right side of things, I'm always like, yeah, good job. I appreciate it. You know, quietly from the sidelines, I'm cheering her on. But thank you guys so much for coming on and for all the work that you're doing. I really wish you luck. And maybe after this all gets resolved, we can come back on and talk about it again.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Of course, guys. Absolutely. Thank you. All right, guys, another awesome episode of Break the Cycle. Please go over to the Delaware Mises Caucus page on Twitter, at DE underscore Mises Caucus. Find out how you can support those guys. They've really put in a lot of work. I mean, the Mecocs all over the country are really putting in work, but when you see it more than double a state party like that, I mean, that's a big deal. Go support them. Go help them out. Do what you can. And I'm sure they will keep fighting. Also, go over and check out our sponsors, of course, toplobster.com, the man, the myth, the legend, my good friend and partner on Break the Cycle, where you can get this great Getting High on the Ideas of Liberty Ron Paul hoodie that I'm wearing tonight by using BTC at checkout for a 10% discount. Or you can join the Patreon, subscribe star, become a member of this here YouTube channel under all my videos by hitting join, where you can get into the private Discord server and get all of his new gear up to 2 weeks early before it goes to the general public at a 30% discount. And of course, as stated earlier, my good friend, executive producers of the show, anthemplanning.com, for all your emergency and crisis planning needs. Go check them out today. See what they can do for your business. Seriously, if you own a business, go check them out right now. I told Amy that I've been working on this video ad for a while. It's going to come out, but I didn't want it to be like really, really cheesy, like Dave's Sheath underwear stuff. I want it to be good, solid, like ad. So I'm taking a little longer than I thought I was going to, but go check them out. Seriously, if you have a business, go check them out. They're going to be able to help you. I promise you. Guys, coming up on the show, one more show left this week. Man, we already got through four live shows. Nice. I'll have Jody Plache coming on. He is the son of Gary Plache, the man that we all seen the clip of take out his son's molester from a payphone with one shot in front of live TV news cameras. His son, Jody, will be on the show to talk about his book, Why Gary Why. Unfortunately, Gary passed away in 2014. So hopefully we can hear that story and hear how he advocates for help for abuse victims. I will see you tomorrow for that show. But until then, don't forget to break the cycle.
Due to legal reasons, I just have to explain. The lyrics of my last song may seem to contain a violent call to action in the verse and refrain. But I just meant it in Minecraft. The helicopter part was in reference to GTA 5 and the things you do. So any violence you commit, I am not an excuse, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Wood chipper is my friend and he's constantly cold. Accusations of incitement getting totally old. Make your own choices, yeah, you have control, because I just meant it in Minecraft. Obviously, I would never advocate force, unless it's due process and a trial, of course. And if you're convicted, we will make you a corpse in Minecraft, just in Minecraft. You're nothing, I mean, you know it. The product didn't get to close to COVID.